I'm telling you, I can feel it in my gut. I can feel it in the depths of my soul. It's happening. We are on the fast track to justice. The walls of accountability are closing in. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. One of the most infuriating stories that we've ever seen was just published the other day in The Federalist. Now, everybody knows that we here on this program have been warning about our child protection system and how it's actually a child trafficking system. If you haven't seen it, go find These Little Ones, the documentary that we produced and released last summer. Well, now there's even more proof. The Federalist story is about a 15-year-old girl called Sage. Due to extreme childhood trauma, Sage developed a feeling of bodily discomfort and gender dysphoria. Well, with the proper care, Sage could have simply overcome these feelings. Now, after the fact, she says that, quote, "I never was a boy. Everybody was doing it, and I just wanted to have friends." Yeah, because in today's diseased, groomer-infested schools, instead of being cared for properly, Sage was instead put on a rocket ship straight to transgenderism. Officials at Appomattox County High School in Virginia began to affirm Sage's new gender while keeping it all a secret from Sage's grandmother and her adoptive parent, Michelle. They also kept Michelle in the dark about bullying and harassment at school. So this eventually resulted in Sage being sex trafficked into DC and Maryland. But it gets even crazier if you can imagine that being possible. When Sage was recovered, instead of returning her to her family, a judge placed her in a foster home, basically in prison, on the grounds that Sage's family did not affirm her gender identity. And in that foster home, you guessed it, Sage was sexually abused again. Sage's tragedy is the impetus of a new law in the works in Virginia. That law would require schools to inform parents of all gender transitions taking place in public schools. No, they should be banned. Parents who allow it should be arrested on charges of child abuse. And school teachers and counselors who groom these kids should be arrested and charged with sex crimes against children and then executed. Laura Hanford wrote all about this story for The Federalist, and she joins us now. Laura, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu. I'm glad to be with you today.
Yeah, so, I mean, after you published this story, this wasn't all over the media. Why?
Well, you would think so, but the media does not like to do any of these stories that have to do with transgender kids that don't match the narrative that it's just a question of identity and that the only option is to instantly rush. I will say, though, that there are cracks in that facade. The story that I did, The Federalist, ran at number one for about 5 days on The Federalist site, and it was paired with the New York Times article that happened to come out that weekend about whether schools can transition kids in secret from their parents. And those two stories were paired. And then the New York Post did do an editorial. It's more conservative, but it did an editorial linking the two, which is, of course, schools should not hide transition from parents. It's madness to do this. And here's why. Here's this horrific story. So there was a lot of coverage in the right. I mean, the Ben Shapiro Show, Daily Wire, Mark Levin, a lot of local ones. But the left is just, so far, there are cracks, a little bit here, a little bit there, but they just don't want to touch stories like this because it doesn't match the narrative.
Yeah.
It doesn't match the narrative. This is about identity, and they don't want to think about what their terrible policies actually lead to. They don't want to acknowledge that yet.
I never was a boy. Everybody was doing it. I just wanted to have friends. That was a quote from Sage, a 15-year-old girl who was bullied, essentially, and then had to do this. So then a judge says, no, don't return to your home because the parents don't affirm your new gender. But she doesn't want her new gender.
Well, the irony here is that at that point, who knows what she wanted? She was a traumatized child who'd been through 9 days of horrific trafficking, but she had only been in school for about 2 weeks at that point. And then, and everybody affirmed her, had her in the male bathroom, which is why she got assaulted in the bathroom. And then that she just reached a breaking point and she ran away. And then once she got to Maryland, who knows what happened in that conversation with the prosecutor and with the judge. Her parents had no idea. They drove through the night to pick her up, had their car full of blankets and treats and everything to make her feel comfortable on the way home. But the judge suddenly is accusing them of misgendering, which is ironic since they had only just found out. The school never told them. Michelle, the mother, only found out the night that Sage ran away that she was even claiming to be a boy at school. So there was no time to even consider that even if they had been wanting to affirm her, there was no time to even make that assessment. But I will tell you, Stu, there's one thing a lot of parents don't realize. This philosophy is being pushed by a group called Gender Spectrum. It's a big, glossy, very well-funded group that is in school, pushing their materials in schools all over the country, including Fairfax County, where I live. And it does two things. It trains counselors in schools to do all this affirming in secret if the kids want it, because they might not be safe from their parents. And secondly, it trains judges to instantly affirm. So what happened to Sage is a textbook example of what that group is trying to push in schools. The school conceals what happens. Somehow if the kid ends up before a judge, if there's a custody dispute or an issue there, the judge instantly affirms, sees only gender. And guess who the judge calls in to testify against the parents? The school counselors. So it's this evil dual track of school counselors and judges, and they're getting kids and families just stuck in between these two institutional authorities that are supposed to protect them, and may just be throwing them to the wolves, like what happened in Sage's case.
Man, evil is right. That's absolutely the right word.
Yeah, it is.
You know, teachers who do this ought to be locked up, in my opinion. Parents who allow this ought to be locked up. There is no child at that age that can make that decision for the rest of their lives. And there should be no such thing as gender affirmation. You are either born one or the other. I mean, that is what we believe. Scientifically, prove me wrong that you are either born a boy or a girl. That is what you are. You can't change it, no matter how much the media lies to you. You mutilate your penis, guess what? Now you're just a dude with a mutilated penis. So this new law in Virginia would require schools to inform parents of gender transitions taking place in public schools. Does this mean that throughout the rest of our country, and we know about California, but are the majority of states allowing gender transitions to take place without notifying parents?
Well, that's actually, it's very interesting that you asked that, because that's one of the things that we're trying to get at along with parents from all over the country. It is surprisingly, even in small rural districts, Appomattox, where Sage lives, is a red district. It's just this little country county. And you wouldn't expect the school to be adopting liberal policies like what you would think you would find, like what you would find in New York or Fairfax. But these groups, these trans radical activist groups, actually specifically target rural schools. I'm guessing most of the parents in that school had no idea that that was the school's policy. And that is probably the case in, I would say every state probably has some of the states are less likely to have it now, but probably that is the norm more than people think. And what happens is you can have an entire team, like in Fairfax, you can have an entire team of gender transition experts, they'll call them, working with your kid behind your back for weeks, months, or even years, and you will not know as a parent.
Oh, man. I would love to see some undercover video of a child that's, you know, equipped with a camera to hear some of the things that these sick, deranged, and depraved people are saying to our children. They should be locked up for sex crimes against kids. I've got about a minute left here, but I'm interested in all of your research for your wonderful piece at The Federalist. Thank you, by the way, for writing that and for making people aware of all this. What was the most jaw-dropping thing that you learned?
I think what really stood out to me was the cruelty of everyone just pulling out this one thing, gender, and the judge, a judge and a defender who could essentially look at this tiny 14-year-old girl, a victim of the most horrific abuse that, you know, even grown-ups, grown women sometimes don't survive this stuff. She'd just been through nine days of hell. And the judge is in there, and the parents didn't know if she was dead or alive for 9 days. and they're sent to a judge. He puts the girl in prison for 7 days so that he can hold her as a delinquent instead of a victim. And he's lecturing the parents about pronouns. I mean, it just, and I'm sure he thought he was doing something good, but they essentially, that judge and prosecutor, in my view, just built, they were trying to build their legal careers on the broken pieces of this girl's body and soul. I mean, it was just, the cruelty was what really, really struck me as I was looking over all the documentation.
You just described a Marxist indoctrination and takeover at the hands of pedophiles. And this is happening on a global scale across our country right now in front of all of us. Please pay attention. Please protect these little ones. And we certainly really appreciate all of the work that you have done over there at The Federalist. This is a story that needs to get out. People need to hear about this, because I think that there's this cognitive dissonance, or there's this, you know, sense of willful ignorance, I guess, in a sense. A lot of people don't want to know that this is going on. But if we don't talk about girls like Sage, what prevents them from taking your child and doing this to them next? That's why we need to fight this, and that's why we're thankful for you. And thank you, Laura, for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu. Appreciate your telling the story, too.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. And I'll just reiterate, we believe that any teacher or counselor who participates in this kind of activity with minor children should be arrested. They should be charged with sex crimes against children. And then when they're found guilty, they ought to be taken out back and given the old Yeller treatment. There is no rehabilitating depraved sexual freaks that get off on children. They should be executed immediately after being found guilty. They are stealing our kids and using them to get their rocks off. Which brings me to my next point. If you think that they won't steal your money, you're living under a delusion. So protect it with gold and silver. Somebody asked me the other day, well, when it all hits the fan, what good is physical gold and silver going to do? Well, obviously, we're going to win the war, and you're going to need something when we are the ones left standing. It won't be your electronic banking system, I can tell you that. Nope, that's at imminent risk. So protect yourself now. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When it all hits the fan, guess what? GoldCo will protect you and countless other Americans from losing everything in your IRA, your 401k, any investment or retirement accounts, your checking account, or your savings account. Plus, get up to $10,000 in free silver when you call GoldCo and mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, Max.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.